Okay, we are on Daf Yud Amud Beis. Just to announce before at the beginning, at the end, I want to make sure I remember at the end as well. Today's this Yud Amud Beis, Eisei Rabbi Yochanan the Reish Lakish. So we just quoted the Machlok as Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. What's the halacha? Once a man does chalitza to a woman, what is the halacha between the other brothers and this woman? And this chalutza, and the other tsaros, and the co-wives. Rabbi Yochanan had said that everybody just has an isser lav, chayv elavin, nobody has kares anymore. Even the other brothers, that was Rabbi Yochanan Shita, in the middle of the Yomud, bein hu, bein achen, einan chayavin lo ala chalitz, chalutza kares, lo ala tsara kares. Once the kares disappears, so that it disappears forever. But she'ekin, according to Reish Lakish says, no, they're all chayv krisus, except for the chalutz with the chalutza. Everybody else still has a chi of kares. It goes back to the isser of Eishes Ach, except the two people that were involved. That was the machlokas that the Gemara discussed on Amud Beis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Says the Gemara now, and we discussed yesterday at the end, the lamdas behind that. Is it Hutra Tuchuya? Is it that the Zika goes to one person or the Zika connects to everybody? Ideas that hopefully we'll come back to in the future. Eisvir, Rabbi Yochanan, the Reish Lakish, about 8 lines up, so Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that all of these relationships, meaning the brothers are Chayvi Lavin, asked Reish Lakish, who holds that they're Chayvi Krisus, the following Braisa. Hacholis li Vibto, v'chazer v'kitshav ameis. Somebody does Chalitza to a woman, and then he goes and is Mekadesh her again, something that he's not allowed to do, but he does it. V'meis, and then he dies. Sricha Chalitza Menachin. The chalutza that had chalitza done to her needs chalitza from the other brothers. So asks Rabbi Yochanan to Reish Lakish, Bishlam aliditi, according to me, everything works out fine. Da'amina chayvi lavin, and I hold, says Rabbi Yochanan, that the chalutza to the other brothers is what? Is chayvi lavin. It's not chayvi krisus, it's chayvi lavin. So then I understand, hainu detzricha chalitza menachan, and I understand why you need chalitza. We're going to have later on a Mishnah Daf Chaf that says, even if the woman who fell to Yibam is Chayve Lavin to the Yavam, Chalitz is still required. Even though there's an Avera involved, Chayve Lavin, Chalitz is still required even if the Yavam and Yavama, you're not going to do Yibam here, the Chalutz and Chalutza, even though they are Be'isser to each other, they are Chayve Lavin, still Chalitz is required. That's what the Mishnah is going to say later on in Daf Chaf. So it says Rabbi Yochanan, so that's why this case works out. Because what does this case say? The brothers have to do chalitza to this woman who is usher to them. So that's why you need chalitza. So everything works out fine. El didach, but according to you, Reish Lakish, amai tzricha chalitza. According to you, Reish Lakish, you hold that the brothers to this chalitza is chayvi krisus. Chayvi krisus, there's no chi of chalitza. The Zochi of Yibam doesn't get off the ground, like our Mishnah said on Daf Beis, that it even patters the co-wives, but for sure the woman herself. So how do you understand this Bryce that says Rabbi Yochanan to Reish Lakish?
The Chiv of Yibam kicks in after Kiddushin,
yeah. But in this case, I mean, the question is, even without the Kiddushin afterwards, right, even without the Kiddushin, you can have the same Shiloh. Right, why did the Rishon discuss? Why do you have to say that he was Makadish the Chalutza here? Even if he wasn't, it's still a Chalutza to the other brothers. So says that. So Rabbi Yochanan asked that to Reish Lakish. Ask the Gemara back. Reish Lakish asked back. Ulutameich 1 minute. Ema Seifa. There's a second line in this Brisa, which works out better according to Reish Lakish and not Rabbi Yochanan. Amad Echad Ben Ha'achin VeKidsha. What if one of the brothers got up and did Chalitza to this? I'm sorry, and was Makadish. Was Makadesh this Chalutza? One again, brother A did Chalitza, and then the other brothers went and was Makadesh this woman. What does the Braisa say? Ain la alav klum. There's no relationship. There's no halachically recognized relationship between these people. So says Reish Lakish, that works out to me. Because according to me, they're chayvi krisus to each other, the brothers and the Chalutza, and that's why if they're chayvi krisus, it's just like you try to marry your sister. The halacha doesn't recognize that. So says Reish Lakish, you're asking me from the first line of the Braisa, I'm asking you from the second line of the Braisa. So now we're stuck, because the first line of the Braisa seems like Rabbi Yochanan's Shita, which is that the Chalutza, the woman who had Chalitza done to her, and the other brothers have a Chayvi Lavin relationship. There's an Isser if they live with her, if they're Makadishur. And that's why the first line of the Braisa says that Chalitza is required, while the second line of the Braisa fits into Reish Lakish. Because what does the second line say? If one of the brothers does
kiddushin to the chalutza, it's not halachically recognized. So which makes it sound like it's chayv krisus. So first line of the brisa sounds like Rabbi Yochanan. Second line of the brisa sounds like Reish Lakish. So how do each of them learn the entire brisa? According to Reish Lakish, the chalutz and the chalutza are only chayv elavim. But here we're talking about one of the other brothers doing it. No, the first case is if, right, where is it? The chazav a kitsh of a mace. So now one of the other brothers has to do chalitza to this woman. And this
the original
brother was fine.
Original, the chalutza is just a
lot. I'm but it says tzricha, but according to Reish Lakish, it's chayv krisus. That's why he shouldn't have to do chalitza. So we have this kasha. The first line of the brisa sounds like Rabbi Yochanan. The second line of the brisa sounds like Reish Lakish. Amar of Sheshes. Seifa asal Rabbi Akiva. First try answer, which is going to be rejected in a minute. Rav Sheshes says, maybe Rabbi Yochanan could say the following. Rabbi Yochanan again. First line of the brisa works out fine according to Rabbi Yochanan. Why the other brothers have to do chalitza to this woman? Fine, it's chayvei lavin. That's what the Mishnah says. Beferi shadav chaf, you have to do it. But what about the seifa? The seifa that says that if the brothers try to be makadish the chalutza, it's nothing. Doesn't that sound like it's chayvei krisus? No. Maybe it's chayvei lavin. Says Rav Sheshes. Why doesn't it work? Maybe he's going according to Rabbi Akiva. To Amar Rabbi Akiva, who we're going to have later on in Maseches Yevamos, ain kiddushin tofsa b'chayvei lavin. Rabbi Akiva has the shita that not only is kiddushin not possible by chayvei krisus, kiddushin is not even possible by chayvei lavin. A kohen to a grusha, all those cases, Rabbi Akiva has a different shita about tvisas kiddushin, and hence about mamzerus. Rabbi Akiva has different shitas about what constitutes a mamzer. That's going to be another machlokas later on we're going to discuss. So says Rav Sheshes, he suggests that maybe the second half of the brisa is going according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds that even chayvei lavin, the kiddushin is not recognized. Says the Gemara, that doesn't work, that answer. Velisei divrei Rabbi Akiva, ein lo alav klum. If you want to say the last line is like Rabbi Akiva, so I have a better thing that the Gemara could have said. Rabbi Akiva would have argued even on the first line of the brisa. You don't have to come on to the whole second case. If you want to tell me the chiddush of Rabbi Akiva, what was the first case of the brisa? Again, a person did chalitza, and then he remarried his chalutza, and then he died. The other brothers have to do chalitza. According to Rabbi Akiva, they wouldn't have to. It's chayvei lavin, but it's tefisas kedushin is not possible. So why, the Ritva explains, why would the brisa have to come on to a whole new case, just say Rabbi Akiva would argue the first case? Sometimes the Gemara says, the Reisha is according to this sheet, and the Seifa is according to that sheet. That would be fine. But that's not what the Gemara is asking here, says the Ritva. The Gemara is saying that the whole second case is extra. Joe, you want to tell me Rabbi Akiva's shita? Just tell me that he argues on the Reisha as well. So that's why we're back to the question. The Gemara says, Kasha. You're right. Rav Sheshes' answer doesn't work, and therefore we have to come on to different answers. So, the Gemara suggests an answer for each of the Manda Amars. Manda Amars meaning, again, the Brisa, the first line of the Brisa. Let's get it clear in our heads. The first line of the Brisa says that if the other brothers tried to do chalitza, not try to do, the other brothers, after the man, the chalutz, dies, the other brothers have to do chalitza to the woman who was already their chalutza. That works out according to Rabbi Yochanan. The second half of the Brisa, the Seifa, works out according to Reish Lakish. Why? Because what does that part say? That if one of the brothers tries to be makadesh, the chalutza, it doesn't work. Ein lo alav klum, which sounds like it's chayvei krisus. So says the Gemara, two different answers. Rav Ashi, Savar l'karev Reish Lakish, Ubataris l'karev Shimin. Rav Ashi explains the brisa according to Reish Lakish, and he uses Shitas Rav Shimin to help him out. Ravina, Savar l'karev Yochanan, Ubataris k'rabbanan. Ravina holds like Rav Yochanan and answers according to the Rabbanan. So let's go through each of those. Rav Ashi, Savar l'karev Shlakish, Ubataris l'karev Shimin. What does that mean? So now Rav Ashi is going to say, let's work it out according to Reish Lakish. So according to Reish Lakish, the second line works out fine. We have to work out the first line. So how does the first line work? According to Rav Shimin. Who's Rav Shimon? So let's remember Rav Shimon, and then we'll read it inside. Rav Shimon is the one, if we had a couple of days ago, there's a machlokas tanoim, what constitutes eishes achiv shlo haisa ba'olamo? Remember the last case of the Bryce, the Mishnah on Daf Beis. What constitutes? When the brother dies, I'm sorry, when the brother dies, the first brother dies, and his younger brother is not born until after he dies. But what happens, and this is the case of machlokas, if Reuben dies, and then Shimon, his brother, does Yibum, and then Levi is born. Is that a problem of Eishes Achiv Shlo Oisav Olamo? Is it only a problem when the youngest brother is born, when the Zika exists? Meaning, Ruve dies, and before anybody does Yivim and Chalitza, then Levi is born. That, everybody agrees, is Eishes Achiv Shlo Oisav Olamo. But the Machlokes is, what about if Levi is born after Shimon already did Yibum? Is that also a problem of Eishes Achiv Shlo Oisav Olamo? Reb Shimon says, no. Reb Shimon says, that's not a problem. The other, the Rabbanan say, it still is a problem. But Reb Shimon would say, in that case, it's not a problem. So says Reb Ashi, let's use that Reb Shimon. Hacholis Liyavibto, fourth line. So now we're going to try to figure out the Reisha of the Brisa, according to Reish Lakish, because that's what was difficult. Hacholis Liyavibto, v'chazav v'kitsha, sri chalitza b'da'achin. What did that first line of the Brisa say? That the brothers have to do chalitza. What do you mean, Reish Lakish? You say it's chayvei krisus. Says Reish Lakish, no. No, you know what this first line of the Brisa is, according to Reb Shimon. Which brothers are we talking about? We're talking about the baby brothers, born afterwards. Man achet achen hayilodim. We're talking about the brothers born after Yibam or Chalitza was done, and Kemak Reb Shimon. So according to that, that's not an Isser at all. That's not an Avera. That's not called an Eishes Achiv Shlo Oisav Olamo, according to Reb Shimon. They're born after Chalitza was done. So therefore, the Reisha is not a problem. There's the one Ha'ara, Rabbi Chanan notes here, there is a Chiddush to this line. Because we thought that Reb Shimon's Chiddush was only a brother born after Yibum was done. Now the Gemara is saying even a brother born after Chalitza was done, that also does not constitute Eishes Achiv Shlo Oisav Olamo. That's the additional Chiddush that we get from this line. Earlier we thought it was only post-Yibum, a brother born, no problem. Now the Gemara is adding that even post-Chalitza, a brother is not a problem. Just read, there's an important Rashi here where Rashi explains why there is no problem. Yeah? You got a problem?
Why can't the brother do Yibum?
Oh, so that's a question we're going to talk about. So first, let's read the Rashi. Dibur Maskel Hayilodim. Rashi says, "V'lo itzra shenoldu achar kiddush." Right across from where we are, "V'lo itzra alay b'chalitza." So number one, the fact that the older brothers did chalitza does not make this a chalutza that's aser. Da zika kamay solo ramiya kamay liyabume. The zika never connected to him, no problem. And number two, "Omishemeshes achish loisa ba'olam alo mitzral." Because it's like Reb Shimon. Rashi says two potential problems, Chalutza and Eishes Achiv Shlo Oisav Olamo. Both of those are not a problem. So that's the Reisha according to Reish Lakish. Menachem just asked, question that the Rishonim asked, why does the Gemara say Chalutza? Maybe even Yibam could work here. We're talking about a brother that's born later, no problem, says the Baal Amar in Chulin, in Achinami, just as Chalutza to be parallel to the second case. But other Rishonim say that Tosfos here says, second Tosfos, a svar that we're going to have a number of times. Tosfos says, why can't the younger brother do chalitza? Tosfos says, a kal vachomer. Me'achar da'asira labayla, da'hashta b'mutter la'asura, ba'asur la'lo kol shakeh. That's going to come up on the end of today's daf, which we're really going to do tomorrow, Bez Hashem. But Tosfos says, a kal vachomer. What's the case here? Again, we're talking about the Reisha. A man does chalitza, and then he remarries his chalutza, and then he dies. The brother's born later. That is not going to be a problem. So Tosfos asks, but Achamir says, why can't you do Yibam? Says Tosfos, one second. If this woman is really usher to her own husband, she's for sure not going to be able to marry the Yavam. That's the culture case, because this marriage is the Isser. So that's the culture case the Gemara is going to have later on. Part of that is going to be because the Yavam itself, again, this is a big discussion, the Yavam himself is really stepping into the shoes of his brother when he gets married. So if his brother wasn't allowed to be married, so he's stepping into his brother's shoes, and he's going to be allowed to be married? So that's a Kal Vachomer that's going to come up later, but that's the suggestion why the Gemara says what it says now. But now the Gemara finishes up this answer. Amad Echad Menan Oladim V'Kitsha. But the Seifa of the Brisa works out perfectly according to Reish Lakish. Again, Reish Lakish says, a Chalutza to the other brothers is Chai Ve'Krisus. And therefore the Brisa says, Ein Lo Olav Klum. And the Seifa is not talking about brothers born later on. It's talking about brothers already born. Regular case. If one of the Noladim, one of the brothers that had already been born, got up the kitcha, ein lo lav klum, come on, Reish Lakish. That's Reish Lakish's shita. That is all answer number one of the Gemara. Answer number two, that's how it all works according to Reish Lakish. What about according to Rabbi Yochanan? Ravina, savalak Rabbi Yochanan, Rebetari Salalim, Rabbanan. Ravina explains the Braisa according to Rabbi Yochanan. What Rabbi Yochanan? Again, let's review for a minute. We have a brisa. Okay, those of you who just walked in, we have a brisa that the first line of the brisa sounds like Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. Second line of the brisa sounds like Reish Lakish. So now we're going to try to figure out the brisa according to Rabbi Yochanan. So the Reish is perfect. You don't have to figure out the Reisha. Somebody does chalitza and then remarries her and then dies. So this woman needs chalitza for the achin. That's fine. Man achin achin hanoladim. Brothers that have already been born. Kaman k'Rabbi Yochanan. That's a regular shita's Rabbi Yochanan. That the brothers have a chayvei lavin relationship to this woman and therefore chalitza is required. Only chayvei krisus prevents the zika of yibum and chalitza from going off the ground. But if there is just a chayvei lavin relationship, so then there has to be yibum done. Right? Let's say a kohen dies without having children, and his brother's the kohen gadol. So now the brother who's the kohen gadol is not allowed to marry an amana. That's chayvei lavin, though. There's another example of a chayvei lavin. Nobody did an avera in that case. Right, that case, nobody did an avera. So therefore, that's another case of chayvei lavin. Chalitza would be required. Continuing the Gemara. Amar echad min hayilo de bekitsha. But what about the seifa? The seifa of the brisa has to be worked out according to Rabbi Yochanan. Because Rabbi Yochanan says it's only chayvei lavin. So why, if one of the brothers do it in the seifa, is it not recognized? Amar echad min hayilo de bekitsha ein lo lav klum, kiman kirabanan. No, because that's talking about according to the sheet of the Rabbanan. Which Rabbanan? The Rabbanan who argue with Rav Shimon, that say a brother born later on is chayvei krisus. Eishes achim shloisa b'alamu is chayvei krisus, not just chayvei lavin. And therefore, we're talking about brothers that were born after chalitza was done, but that's still considered a chayvei krisus, and that's why it's not halakhically recognized. Period. So what did we just do so far? We had a brisa that the first line seemed like Rav Yochanan shita, the second line seemed like Reish Lakish shita, and we just worked out how each of them can interpret the entire price according to their own shita. You just have to add in that the case that's problematic with them is talking about the case of Eishes Achiv Shlo Haisa Ba'olamo according to one of the shitos of the Tanaim, either Rav Shimon or Rabbanan.
If it's just a lav, why don't we say
Asidokalosa? The Gemara talks about it there later on in Dafcha. Why don't you just say Asidokalosa, say if it's Chayvi Lavin. Okay. Itmar. Middle of the Yom. Itmar. Haba, so we have four more lines, it's a new piece, but four more lines connected to the previous machlokas. Itmar, habal, yivama, uba, echad, mina, achan, al sarasa. In the case, what happens if a man does yibam, and then all of a sudden his brother gets up and is boel and lives with the co-wife, who he wasn't supposed to live with, right? Babal al sarasa. Pligi barabacha baravina, that's a machlokas. How bad of an avera did that other brother do? What did he violate? Chad amar bakares. One opinion, Rav Acha or Ravina, one of them says it's a chayvei krisus, v'chad amar ba'asei, and one of them says that he violated an asei. That's according to our girsa. So who are these shitas like? So we say it's linked to the machlokas. Mandara b'kareis k'reish lakish. The one who holds kareis holds like reish lakish, who holds that the iser kareis exists for everybody except the chalitza and the chalutza. Mandara ba'asei k'rabi Yochanan. And the one who violated, who holds that he violated an asei is like Rabbi Yochanan. Rashi here says, what asei are we talking about? So Rashi quotes, ba'asei, about three lines down in Rashi, bayis echad hu bone ve'ein bone beis batim. Right, one bayis he must build and not two. V'lav haba mechlal asei, asei. When the Torah tells you to do an asei and you don't do it, there's something called an iser asei. An iser asei. There's something called a bitul asei. A bitul asei is, let's say, somebody doesn't put on tefillin one day. He didn't do an iser, he did a bitul asei. He was mevatel the asei. But then sometimes you have an asei, which if you violate, it's a semi type of aveira, an iser asei. That's what Rashi says here. Lava b'machal asei asei. It's an asei that you violate by doing something. It's an iser asei, and that's Rabbi Yochanan. Tosfos here quotes that Rabbeinu Tam in a different girsa. Because what have we just been talking about, according to Rabbi Yochanan, chayvei lavin, lavin, not an iser asei. So his girsa is not asei, but lav. If you look in the middle of Tosfos Chad, Amar Rabbeinu Tam de Garsin Chad Amar Belav, lo yivne. The Isra of Lo Yivne, it's not a Bayis Echara Tavone. So it's a Machlokas Rashi Rabbeinu Tam here, whether it's a real Asay, and it's an Isra Asay, or it's Chayvei Lavin. My Nafkamina, what's the difference? Well, the difference between it's an Isra Asay, it's a Lav, so just Malkus. Malkus is one Nafkamina, another Nafkamina, I was about to say we don't get Malkus. Psuleidus. Psuleidus, the Shulchan Aruch and Choshen Mishpat, in Simon Lama Dala, talks about the rules for who's Psuleidus. So the rule is, anybody who does an Aveira that's Chayav Malkus or worse. Chayiv Misas Bezdin, Chayiv Ikaris. But if somebody's Mevatel, and I say he's not Pazel Eidus. He's not the greatest person, but he's not Pazel Eidus. Okay, that could be enough Kamina between Rashi and Rabbi Dutam.
Yeah.
You know, do we know that Ravina holds like Rabbi Yochanan, or just he explained the Brisa according to Rabbi Yochanan? Savarla, he says the Brisa holds like. I don't know if he says Savarla himself, but you're right. So maybe that's what the Gemara is proving. That which one, the Manda Amar, whoever, right, but it doesn't say which one. Right, correct. Okay, period. Amar Yehuda Marav. So now we have two ideas that were referred to earlier, way back when at Daf Gimel. New piece right now. The next 15 lines we're going to talk about is the concept of Tsaras Sota, and then we're going to talk about Tsaras Machzer Grushaso. Those two came up on the top of Daf Gimel on the base, but now we're going to get back to it. Tsaras Sota. What's a Tsaras Sota? A man has a woman, Rahman al-Islam was man has a wife, Rahman al-Islam was Mizana. Aishas Ish Shazinsa. She is also called a Sota. Sota, the famous kind of Sota, is in Parshas Naso. Next week's Parsha, Sota is a woman who is warned by her husband not to have a yichud with a certain man, and she didn't listen, and she did, so that we're going to get to later on. That's the Torah type of Sota. But also, an Eishes Ish Shazinsa, a married woman who is Mizana, is also called a Sota. So we know that a man has to divorce his wife that was Mizana, Eishes Ish Shazinsa, chiyuv to divorce her. What happens if before he divorces her, he dies? He dies. So the halacha is, as we'll see, that woman does not need even rechalitza. A sota does not need even rechalitza. What about her co-wives? What about her co-wives? Do her tsaros require even rechalitza? That's the question the Gemara is dealing with. Yeah.
This is a badai sota. What happens if she dies before she's a badai?
Oh, so the Gemara is going to talk about that. Now we're talking about Vadai Sota. Correct, right? Now we're talking about Vadai Sota, meaning a woman was Vadai, we know. You know, it's not just a maybe. Rashi quotes here that it's that Vizinsa V'yesh Edim, third wide line in Rashi. V'yesh Edim. We may spell it. There are Edim, but just we didn't get to the Ditara, did it kick in yet? So the Gemara says, Sara Sota Asura Tumuksiv Baka Arayos. So Rav Shita is, the Kawais of Asota are also Asur, and therefore there's no Chiyav of Yibim Rechalitza. Right? Why? Because Tumuksivba, it says the word Tuma when it comes to Asota. Look at the fourth wide line in Rashi. Venistra Vihi Nitma'a. And just like a regular Arayos. Arayos says Ati Tamu B'chaleila. It says the word Tuma by both of them, just like by a real Erva. We just had the first 15 cases in the Mishnah. Just like by a real erva, there's no yibam or chalitza that gets off the ground. There's no chiyuv to do it. So too, by an isha sota, by a woman, again, who's mizana, who has to be divorced. And so too, says Rav, by tsaras sota. The co-wives of a sota also have no chiyuv of yibam or chalitza. Yeah.
So, men had two wives. One of them became a sota.
Right. Men has two wives, one becomes a sota. Right, that wife becomes forbidden to him.
But the other wife was not forbidden.
The other wives are mutter to him, correct.
Right, so his brother, it's not like an erva. I mean, this wife who was...
Right, but that's the chiddush of, well, just like in the case of the Mishnah. The case of the Mishnah, a man has five wives, right? Four of them are mutter to the brother. Only one of them is a problem to the brother.
But
that's the chiddush here. His chiddush is that Rav says that this sota has the status of an erva. Has the status of an erva. We're going to talk about nafkaminas, but you're right. That's the chiddush. That's the chiddush that this is called an erva. The Nemukah Yosef here has a suffix, which is discussed much by the Achronim, right here on that Beis and Yavamis, Beis and Aleph. The Nemukah Yosef says the Gemara here is talking about an Eishes Ish Shazinsa, who's usher to her husband. She has the status of an erva, and therefore the tzaras kick in. What about Rachman al Islan and Eishes Kohen Shenensa? We know that a wife of a Yisrael, if she's mizaneh willfully, b'mezid, so she's aser. What about Rachman al-Islan if a woman gets raped? Woman is ne'enas. So if the husband's a Yisrael, she's allowed to go back to her husband. But an Eishes Kohen Shenensa, it's one of the big tragedies, and a wife of a Kohen is raped, she has to get divorced. Eishes Kohen Shenensa. Is that also included? He has that suffix. Is that also included in this halacha? In Eishes Kohen Shenensa, she's also usher to her husband. Do we say also that tsaras of that person, tsaras of that woman, is going to be usher? That's on the bottom of Beis Aleph in the Nemukah Yosef. So he has that suffix. Eishes Kohen Hecha Shenensa, tsarach iyun. Iyamrina mimeis choletzes. That's his suffix. So thoughts, the beers of the Achronim discuss a lot. So what exactly, what's his suffik? What's his suffik about? So Rav Shechter just has a small piece about this in Eretz HaTzvi, on page Kuv Zayin, where he suggests, based on other rayas, when an Ishus why wouldn't you say? Why wouldn't you say it applies? She's also to her husband, and she's also to her husband. And Eishes Yisrael should dansa, and Eishes also should sinsa, and Eishes should dansa.
Is it an Isser Kares or Isser Lav?
Is it an Isser? They're both Isser Lav. There's no Kares here.
Eishes
is Zinsa. Eishes is Zinsa. No, it's an Isser Lav. They're still married. Karayos, like Tum is in Karayos, but they're still married. He still has to get divorced. So Rav Shechter suggests, based on other Makoros, what happens by an Eishes Zinsa? There are two aspects of every marriage. When a man gets married, there is an isser l'kulei alma, and there is a heter to the husband and the wife. That's two steps of marriage. When an eishes yish is mezaneh, it could be, according to some makoros, that's a breakdown of the marriage. That's a hafkas ishus b'miksas. We spoke about that in a Tuesday night shiur a couple of years ago. Part of the marriage is broken already, and that's why he has to finish it off. He has to give his wife a get. So maybe that's the suffix of the Nemuki Yosef here. Because when a woman, Rahman al-Islam, is Nansa, that's not a half-cause Ishus B'Mikzas. There's an Isser there. But there's no shame erva. So maybe that's why you wouldn't say that this halacha applies. De'ika, after pshita de'ika, Isser Sota, Be'eshizis Koesha Nansa Mikal Makom, the suffix is, maybe only Zitza Baratzon is half-cause Mikzas or Ishus. Avo Be'eshizis Koesha Nansa, after de'ika Allah shame Sota, Mikal Makom, Ulai, Ein Ba'inyan Zesha half-cause Mikzas or Ishus. Meaning even though the Isser, L'maisa, to put it into one sense, even though the Isser is there, but maybe the Chalos shame Sota or Erva might not be there. It might be a different din, even though in Eishes Isha Mizana and Eishes Koincha Nensa are both usher to their husbands, it might be based on a different din. Okay, so that's the Nemuki Yosef Safik here and a discussion by the Akron. So, says the Gemara, back to the Gemara, Rav says, a co-wife of a Sota is usher because it says the word Tuma by her, just like by regular Arayos. Master Rav Chizra says, 1 minute, so I'll ask you a question on this from a Mishnah later on. The Mishnah later on Daf Pei Zayin. The whole second half of Mesechus Yevamos talks about Eidus Isha. A woman finds out her husband went out to war or somewhere, and people come back and say, you know what, your husband died. So that's the case that we're talking about here. People come to the woman and say her husband died, so she says, okay, wonderful, not wonderful, but I'm gonna get remarried. So she gets remarried. Lo and behold, her husband walks in the door the next day. After she gets remarried, after maybe she has kids, years later, tremendous tragedy. What's the halacha? She has to get divorced from her new husband, because she was never married to her new husband. It's not really divorce. She has to leave, she was already married. A woman cannot be married to two husbands. And she also, as a knas, she has to get divorced from her first husband. Why? Because she should have checked out better. Have a little meduk, says the Gemara. She should have checked out better that, you know, that her first husband had died. Have a little meduk. Even if the Bezin gives the heter, that's the chiddush over there, that we'll see. Because the Bezin gives allowances even though it's not the highest level of edus. Because Bezin has kulas, but lav dafko, a lot of those kulas are based on the fact that we assume the woman did her research. That's part of, we're going to get to that, starting from Pezayin Peches, to the end of the Masechta. But that's because Bezin assumes that she did the research. So number one, there's a knas, that she's not allowed to go back to her first husband. Number two, the Tanakama of this mission that we're about to quote says, let's say, before she gets to get divorced from her first husband, the first husband dies. She's not allowed to do Yibim to her first husband's brother. Also, as part of this knas, she was also to her first husband, she's also to the brother of her first husband. That is the Tanakama Shita over there. Rip Shimon argues on that detail. Rip Shimon Omer, be usa o chalitzasa, meyacha sharisha paterasarasa. No! She does yibam to the brother. She does yibam to the her first husband dies before they were able to get divorced. She's able to yibam to the first one, and that yibam paters the tzara. But what do you see? What are we talking about here? We're talking about a sota b'shogig. We're talking about a sota. The same woman who was mezaneh b'shogeg. She didn't know. She didn't realize. But what's the halacha? On a derabbanan level, we give her the status of a sota to say that she's also to her husband. And what do you see? That there is an issue of yibam and chalitza. Rav just said, what's Rav Shita? That sara sota is erva. It's like tumuksiva karayos. And therefore, there's no yibam or chalitza. But you see from this Mishnah of favors, there is. The only machlokas between Rav Shimon and the Tanakama there is whether you're allowed to do yibam to the brother. But everybody agrees you have to do chalitza. So that's the kasha of the Gemara. Answers the Gemara, somewhat obvious, but answers the Gemara. Amlecha Rav, Amina Lachana, Sota Daraisa. V'hatam Rili Sota Darabanan. We're talking about a real Sota. A woman who was Mizane, Baratzon. You're asking me kashas from the Midrabanan. They give this woman who married tragically. She thought her husband died. And she got married. She did it, Sota Darabanan. You ask me kashas on that? So they ask the Gemara, Tukarila, my Karila. What was the Havamina? What was the Havamina to ask that? Daraisa the Rabbanan, Kisavar, called the Tikkun Rabbanan, Gein Daraisa Tikkun. A topic we could spend 45 minutes on, but we're not going to right now. Because the rule is, whenever the Rabbanan make a law, they always pattern it after a Din Daraisa, and that was the Havamina. We thought the fact that Chazal gave this woman the status of a Sota Daraisa would mean that the same halachas of Tsaris Kikkun, Kamash Malan, is not totally the same. How would what? Call the Tikkun Rabbanan might mean they gave this woman, Sota Midrabanan, the status of Erva. Once she is called an Erva, so then she potters the Saris, just like the Sota Daraisa. We're talking about here, amazingly, just think for a minute, we're talking about Chayvi Lavin here. It's not Chayvi Krisus, it's Chayvi Lavin that are pottering even in Chalitza. Right, that's very unusual. We just said earlier that you don't say that. But that's the Chiddush. If it's a Chayvi Lavin that's called an Erva, because Tumuk Sivei Karayos, that's the Chiddush of Rav. Another Nafkamina, the Minchas Chinuch says, in Reish Tzadik Vav, another Nafkamina being called Erva might be Yehari Val Yavar. Yehari Val Yavar. Let's say usually Chayvi, Yehari Val Yavar is not by, it's only by Chayvi Krisus, not by Chayvi Lavin. But if it's a Chayvi Lavin that's called an Erva, like a Tsara Sota, somebody goes over to Reuven and says, Reuven, I'm going to kill you unless you live with your wife. And she's an Eishes Ishes Insa. So that's an Afkamina. Might be Yehari Val Yavar. Okay, let's continue. Masav Ravashi. Ravashi says, so what did we just say? Again, we're talking about Sara Sota. We just try to ask from Sota Durabanan? No, it's only by Sota Daraisa. So Masav Ravashi, now we ask the Kasha that Dr. Friedman asked before. Nichlasi Melas Eser. Now we're talking about a real Sota, what we call Sota, in Parshas Naso. A woman, what's a Sota Daraisa? A woman, a man thinks that his wife is having a relationship with another man, so he warns his wife. He's Mekane, his wife, don't have yichud with that man. And then she goes and has yichud with that man, with Edom. Edom see the yichud. They don't see anything more than the yichud. If they see something more than the yichud, that's not a sota. That's an eishes ishes insa. But if they see her have yichud with this man, nichnasa imo l'seiser, the Mishnah says in sota, she goes inside with this other man in private, v'shasa imo k'detoma, and she's in there the amount of time that something could occur, asura l'besa, she is automatically asur to her husband, v'asura lecha b'truma, and if she is an eishes kohen, she is asur to itruma, v'yemes. But let's say before they get to do the process of sota, he dies. Choletzes cholomis yabemes. Chalitza is a naibim. But again, what do you see from here? A sota has a connection of zika yibim chalitza. Isn't that against Rav, who said that even a tzara sota, they're all called arayos. The Torah says therefore there shouldn't be any zika of yibim chalitza. So again, the Gemara says, Amalacha Rav, aminulchana sota vadai, v'amitz liat sota safek. I'm talking about Vaday Zinsa. You're bringing me in the case of Sota Safek. Don't compare to me. Sota Vaday is what I'm talking about. That's called an Erva, but not Sota Safek. Ask the Gemara, an important point to say, or Reb Chaim, but let's finish first. Ana Umaisha Sota Vaday Mishum Dechsiv Batuma. 1 minute. Rab, what's your basis? Why do you say that a Sota Vaday is called an Erva, and therefore does not create a Zika of Yibim Rechalitza for her or for her co-wives? Why do you say that whole thing? Because it says the word Tuma in the Torah referring to her. Just like it says the word Tuma by Arayos, it says the word Tuma by Sota. And says the Gemara, Sota Savinami Tuma Ksibel. It also says the word Tuma by a Safek Sota, meaning what we call Sota for Parshas Naso. It also says Tuma there. So therefore, and we're going to prove that now, but what's going to be the question therefore? So therefore the same halacha should apply to a Safek Sota. Titania, but where does it say the word Tuma by a Safek Sota? As follows. Titania, Reb Yossi ben Kippar Omer Mishum Rebbe Elazar. Reb Elazar says, Hamachzir Grushaso. Machzir Grushaso. We know there's an Isser for a man who divorces his wife, and then that woman gets married to somebody else. The first man is not allowed to take back his wife. That's an Isra Machzor Grusha. If you divorce your wife and she didn't get married in between, you can take her back, as long as you're not a Kohen. Machzor Grusha so is Mutter, as long as you're not a Kohen. But if she gets married to somebody in between, then it's Aser. So what happens if she only did Erusin to the man in between? She didn't do Nisuin to the middle party. So that's a Machlokas Tanon. Hamachzor Grusha so, Min HaNisuin Asura, Rabbi Yossi Ben Kippur holds that if the woman got married fully to another man in between, then it's Asur. Min Erusin Mutaris, but if there was just Erusin done, first stage of the Jewish marriage, meaning they never lived together, Mutaris, then the first man is allowed to remarry his wife again. Mishum Shenemar, why? Because the Pasuk in Kisei says, Lo Yuchal Bal HaRishon Shashucha, the first woman, the first man is not allowed to remarry his wife, Acharei Asher Hutama'a. After she was Hutama'a, which Rabbi Yosef Ben Kippur interprets to mean Bia, that she lived with her husband in between, that whole entire pasuk is talking about Machzor Grushaso. According to Rabbi Yosef Ben Kippur, it has nothing to do with us. It has nothing to do with why we're using this pasuk, because we're trying to use the pasuk about Safek Sota. Nothing to do with us, according to Rabbi Yosef Ben Kippur. But we're interested in the Chachamim. The Chachamim omrim, achazu va'achazu asura. No! The Chachamim say, even if only Erusin took place in between, by Machzor Grushaso, the first husband is still not allowed to take his wife back. It's a big chiddush. Right, again, Reuven's married to a woman, he divorces the woman, that woman goes and has Erusin with another man, and then gets divorced. She is already not allowed to come back to her first husband. So that's what the Chachamim Shita. Elamani Mekayim Achrei Hutama'a. So what is that pasuk, those three words in the pasuk, what is that referring to? Hutama'a, doesn't that mean Bia? So the Gemara answers, L'rabo Sotash and Istra. Those three words have nothing to do with the pasuk that they're in, of Machzor Grushaso. They're including Sotash and Istra, that a woman who is a Sota, as we said, the husband warned her, and she becomes Asa to her husband, that she also is Asa to her husband. So what do you see, though? Do you see the word tuma by a suffix sota? So that's, we're back to the question of Rav says sota and sara sota is called an erva, and therefore there's no zik of yim rechalitza, so sota by a suffix sota. The Gemara says, nah, that's only by vada, not suffix. But what do you mean? His whole svara is that suffix sota vada has the word tuma by it. So here too, sota suffix has the word tuma by it. So Gemara answers, no. My nistara nivala. Nistara means nivala here. It does not, is not referring to sota safik. It's referring to sota vandai. Nivala. Avamai karele nistara. So why does it just say nistara if it really is talking about a sota vandai? Lishna ma'al yanokat. It's really just saying it's using a nice lashon, but really it's referring to sota vandai and not to sota safik. Three more lines and then we'll talk about it. Avamai nivala. The Gemara just asks one more question. What did we just say? That these three words are talking about sota vadai? Tuma v'hediksivva. We already have another pasuk that says tuma regarding sota vadai, a woman who was vadai mezana from her husband. V'nisra v'hi nitma. The pasuk that we quoted earlier on Amud Aleph. So Gemara answers, make him alei balav. You're right. They're both talking about sota vadai. One is an asay and one is a los asay. Meaning if a man lived with his wife after she was mezana, which again, a serious, serious issue. Serious issue. Again, there's a whole discussion in the poskim, the Nota Behuda we discussed in the past. What if a man knows about another woman, whether he's the Boel or not, that another woman was Mizana from her husband? Does he have a chiyuv to tell the husband? Because the husband's living in sin every day if it was an Eishes Ishes Insa. So that's why it's an Asay and it's a lot. Finishing up, Rabbi Yossi Ben Kippur. What about Rabbi Yossi Ben Kippur, who says that the whole pasuk is talking about Machzor Grushaso, nothing to do with Sota. Lav Besota, Lesle Afilu Zanai Nami. Rabbi Yossi Ben Kippur has a very makel shita. There is no Isser at all. Lav, there's no Isser Lav of Eishes Ish, says Insa. According to Rabbi Yosef Ben Kippur, my taima havaya ve'ishes k'sivba. The only time a woman is going to become asa to her husband is if she got married to somebody in between. But if she was mizana with somebody in between, so then there is no isser according to Rabbi Yosef Ben Kippur. Period. That is all the discussion. Those 20 lines of discussion of saras sota. We're going to get into a new discussion, but just one Reb Chaim though. There's a question Tosfos asks on Amud Aleph. Tosfos on Dibur Maskul Tzaras asks this whole discussion about sota safek. Does it say tuma by sota safek? Does it not say tuma by sota safek? Lemaisa says Tosfos, sota safek is treated in halacha as sota vadai. She's asa to her husband, asa'uhu kevadai, the Gemara says. So what? Forget the whole bakar. Does it say tuma or not? Lemaisa asa'uhu kevadai. So if asu kevadai, so why isn't she aser? Why doesn't she have the same halachas of asota vadai? So Tosfos gives two answers, like the sixth medium line of Tosfos. Either the pasuk only made her kevadai lechumra and not lekula, right? Kevadai velo lahakel. Or Tosfos says, Tosfos gives other answers. That's Tosfos Kasha. Once you say Misvara, Asa'u Kevadai, what do you have to look on Psukim, whether it says Tumor or not, just treat her like a Vadai. But based on this, Reb Chaim, who's quoted here in the Granat, I've quoted a Granat in a long time, the Granat, Gaon of Tali Trop, who's a Rebbe in the Chavetz Chaim Yeshiva in Radin, so in Simin Zayin, he has a different answer to Tosfos Kasha. He quotes Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says, when we say a Sota is Aser, what we call a Sota, a woman who is, we're not sure what happened, and we treat her like a Vadai. Says Reb Chaim, that does not mean that we assume that it's true. There's a special din. Sota Safek creates her own Isser. But it's not that Asu Kevadai and she has all the halachas of a Vadai. No. Bidahada Armina Besota Asakaz of Safek Avadai. Eina Hainu, the din Asafek Kedina Vadai. Ava Bisha Misaf Kinan Shema Zinsa. We don't know what happened. But we treat her like a Vadai, but not that she is a Vadai in Halacha. He says, he doesn't use these Lashonos, but we've used them in the past, the difference between a Birur and a Hachra'a. When Tosfos tells you to do something, we don't know whose money this is, Tosfos says, keep it. Is that because the Bezdin, is that because Bezdin really knows what happened? Or Bezdin says, I don't know what happened, but you know what? This is what we're going to be Machria. Safik Tumah Barashus HaYachid Tameh. Do we really know that whatever happens in private Rishuyos is Tameh? We have no idea. But you know what? We need laws to govern Suffolk cases, so we say act this way in a case of Suffolk. But not that it's a beaver, not that we actually know what happened, but it's a hachra. You know, act this way. So says Reb Chaim, by a Suffolk sota, it's more of a hachra than a beaver. We don't know actually what happened. We don't know if something took place in private. We know it could be. But the fact that we treat it like a vadai is not because it is a vadai, but it's because just halacha says we have to treat it like that. That's how he answers Tosfos' question. Yeah.
Could we, in this case of Yibum, could they make the sota drink the mesota, or could,
in the case of Yibum, no, the husband has to be alive. There's no mesota if the husband's not alive anymore. Right, there's no way to clarify. Okay, next. So we just spoke about Saras Sota. Now we're going to talk about Saras Machzer Grushaso. Again, what's the case? Ba'amine review the Merav Sheshes, Hamachzer Grushaso Mishanisseis Vames. What happens if a man's wife got remarried to somebody else? So he's not allowed to remarry her, but he did anyway. He did anyway, and their marriage is Chal, right? Because it's not Chai V'Krisus, it's Chai V'Lavin, right? So he got remarried, and then he dies. Then he dies. So Sarasa Mahu. What's the halacha of the tsaris of this Machzer Grushaso? So remember what we just said on the top of this. We brought in Machzer Grushaso Derech Agav, but now we're going to talk about it. But if you remember back on top, there was a machlokes, how do you read the pasuk by Machzer Grushaso? The pasuk of Machzer Grushaso uses the lashon of Acharei Asher Hu Tama'a. The word Tuma is written by Machzer Grushaso, but there was a machlokes whether the entire pasuk spoken by Machzer Grushaso, that is of Yossi ben Kippar, that the entire pasuk, including the word Tuma, is referring to Machzer Grushaso, or the Rabbanan, who took the last three words out of context and said it's talking about Sota. And according to them, there's no word Tuma by Machzer Grushaso. So we're going to use that in the following. So Mahu. Again, a man dies after taking back his divorced wife. What about the co-wives? Ali b'Rabbi Yossi ben Kippar lo tibay lecha. Two versions of the question. Version one. According to Rabbi Yossi ben Kippar, lo tibay lecha, there's no question according to him. Tekivan to Amar Rabbi Yossi ben Kippar, tumah b'machzer grushaso, hu dechsiva, since Rabbi Yossi ben Kippar, who we had above, says that the entire pasuk by Machzer Grushaso, including the last three words, which uses the word tumah, is talking about Machzer Grushaso, so it says Tuma there. So, surely Tsarasa Kamosa. So then the Tsaros will be like her, and therefore there will not be a Zika of Yimur Chalitza. Remember the Chiddush here. We're talking about Chai Ve'Lavin. And we're saying, even by Chai Ve'Lavin, if it says the word Tuma, so then it has the status of Arayos, and therefore there will not be a Chalitza or Yibum connection. So according to Rabbi Yossi ben Kippar, it says Tuma by Machzer Grushaso, and the Tsaros are for sure like her, and there's no Zika. And if you want to say, well, it says the word ba, by her, by Masha Grisha, so isn't Ba the word that sounds like you should be Medayik something from it, only a Masha Grisha, so not others, which maybe I would think, maybe not her co-wives. No, I could reinterpret that word. To'eva, he to'eva v'ein banah to'evin. Only she, the Masa Grushaso, is a Toeva, did an abominable act by living with her husband, but her children are not Toeven, meaning the children don't become Pasala Kahuna. The product of a Masa Grushaso and a husband are not Nishala Lukahuna. It's not like a Kohen to a Grusha, or a Almana to a Kohen Gadol. That's what it's being Medayik to children. It's not being Medayik to co-wives. The co-wives, though, Hatsarasa Toeva, the co-wives could be included. So according to Rabbi Yosef ben Kippar, there's no Kasha, says the Gemara. Because it says the word Tuma by Machzor Grushaso, according to him, and therefore for sure there's no Zika of Yibim and Chalitza. Kitiboy lechaliba de Rabbanon. The question is according to the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon, who we had earlier on the Amud, who say that the last three words in the Pasuk are not referring to Machzor Grushaso. So therefore, there is no word of tuma that's referred to Masa Grushaso. So that's the question. Even though the Rabbanan say the word tuma is referring to an Isha Sota, not referring to Masa Grushaso where it's written, but still, Ein HaMikra Yotzi Midei Pshuto. Shall we say, though, that it's still written in that Pasuk, even though we darshan it for a different halacha, but maybe you can't take the pshat away, and therefore you should say, even the Rabbanan agree that Tum is written by Masa Grushaso, Odil Makim and Yakar Yakar. Or do you say no? Once the Pasuk has been uprooted and does not refer to Masa Grushaso, so it doesn't refer at all to Masa Grushaso. So the Savik is according to the Rabbanan. Ikadamre, say another version, similar, another version of the question, the following. Aliva de Rabbanan Loti Bay Lacha, according to the Rabbanan, who say that the word Tuma in the Pasuk is not referring to Masa Grushaso, according to them it's not a question. Kivin de Yisakar is Akar. According to them, for sure, Saras, Masa Grushaso has a Zika of Yibim and Chalitza. And because the Pasuk of Tuma does not refer to them. Kiti Bay Lacha, Aliva de Rabbi Yosef ben Kippar. The question is according to Rabbi Yosef. My. So according to him, it says the word Tumah by Machzor Grushaso, but maybe we should say it's only by the Machzor Grushaso herself. Miad Rachmana, he to'eva ve'in sarasa to'eva. Do we say that only her, but the Pasuk excludes her co-wives? O Dilma, he to'eva, ein banat to'evin, hatsarasa to'eva. Or do you say, no, the exclusion is of the children and not the co-wives? Either way, Lamaisa, what do we have? We have a suffix. What's the halacha about saras Machzor Grushaso? The first version is that it's a question according to the Rabbanan. The second version is that it's a question according to Rabbi Yossi. So Amar Leh, let's just do this. Answer Tani Tuha. We learned it in the Mishnah. The Mishnah later on says, regular case, two women fall to a man in Yibam. Haisa achas kshir v'achas psula. But one is a kasher woman, one's a pasul woman. Says the Mishnah, imhaya cholis cholis li psula, imhaya miyabim miyabim l'ksheira. If he chooses to do chalitza, he should do it to the pasul woman. If he chooses to do Yibam, he should do it to the kasher woman. End of Mishnah. So what does the word kasher and pasul mean? My kshira, my psula. Ile makshira, kshira la alma, psula, psula la alma. Are we talking about women who are kasher or pasul to a kohen, to the outside world? That can't be what the Mishnah is referring to, because the Mishnah is talking about Yisrael. So even if a woman is pasul to a kohen, but the Mishnah wouldn't characterize her as pasul to this person, because this person is a Yisrael, he can marry both of them. So Elalav, what must be the Mishnah be referring to? Kshera kshera lei, psula psula lei. Must be referring to someone who is kasher or apostle to him. Umayniu, and who could that be? Machzor Grushaso. One of these women was his brother's divorced wife that he returned. Viktani, what does it say? Vimhayim yabim yabim l'kshera. What does it say? He has the choice. But you see that a co-wife of a Machzor Grushaso has a chiv of Yibim Rechalitza. Answers the Gemara, and with this we'll finish. Lo, la olam, chirik, chirik, la alma, psula, psula, alma. Really, go back to the first possibility. This Mishnah has nothing to do with Machzor Grushaso. There's no raya. We're talking about a case of a pasul or a kosher to the outside world, to Kohanim. Uta ka'amrit, kivan to the day chazi manafka lemina. Ah, you're telling me what difference does it make then? He's a Yisrael. He's a Yisrael. What difference does it make? Kui does Yibim Chalitza to? So what? One of them is already usher to a Kohen. Says the Gemara, no, it's being nice. Mishum de Rav Yosef. Dam Rav Yosef, Kanshana Rebbe, Lo Yishbach Adam Me Boro, Vachirim Srichem Lahem. Don't pour out your water, even though you don't need your water, if other people might need your water. In other words, what's the mashal? There's a woman here that's already pasul to a Kohen. There's a woman here that's kosher to a Kohen. If you do chalitza to a woman, that pasuls her to a Kohen. So you know what? The woman that's kosher, let her be kosher. Maybe she'll meet a Kohen that she's going to want to marry. So if you have a choice, you want to do chalitza, do it to the pasul woman. Because she's already pasul to the Kohen, so she'll still be pasul to the Kohen. If you want to do yibam, do it to the other woman, because it's just advice. But again, the Mishnah is not talking about maksa grushaso, therefore there is no raya to our question. Okay, we'll stop here, and as we continue, again,